Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose. Awake and let go.
Everyone, welcome to week 250 of the Golden Healing Fountain Show. This is John Christie speaking to you from United Kingdom, and this is a worldwide co-creation. And people tune into the show for different things. Some people tune in for the meditation, some for the music that we play, and some to have a great big cosmic kiss, which they're going to get right now. There you go. And for a great big group hug, because we send love and light all around the world, and we get callers calling in from Canada, America, Singapore, Brazil, everywhere in the world that you can think of. And right now, we're going to go over to Gary in Oregon. So we're going to link up with him. Are you there, Gary? We haven't seen you for a couple of weeks. Welcome
Hello,
back.
Hello, everyone. Hello, John. Hiya. Christie. Welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. And yes, some people tune in for those reasons, and some people tune in to get crabs. You don't like crabs?
No, thank you. I don't.
Oh. all they are is big bugs.
Oh, he eats loads of them, but no, I don't like things like that.
They look like a great big bug, you know.
I know they do.
They're
big
they're
eyes
yummy
as well.
They're quite yummy on fry bread.
Well, you like anything on fry bread, don't you?
Anything,
no, I'm into peanut butter at the minute. Crunchy peanut butter is my favorite.
But, oh, peanut butter's good on fry bread as well.
Is it? Yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
I don't think I like it. I'm a bit greasy, maybe. But we're going to have a really fantastic special guest. It's the welcome return of Decahedron. And I was lucky enough to meet him when we went down to Avebury. Several years ago. We've met him a few times, actually, and he's been a guest on the show a few times. He's a very talented harpist, And he's promised that he'll give me some lessons when we both get to the other side. Because I've always wanted to play the harp, but I don't think I'm going to have time in this lifetime.
if we're given a harp when we arrive, it's good to have lessons lined up for us as well.
Well, of course it is, yeah. And Deck has over half a century of Jnana yoga, research, meditation, contemplation, and a unified synthesis of mathematics, geometry, music and philosophy to draw on. And he'll speak on psychosomatic illness and ascension. And with a bit of luck, we'll actually hear him playing his harp later on. But before we actually bring him on air, we're going to play a song he requested, and it's called Happy, and it's by Dietrich Haddon. Here we go, give it a spin.
For all my island people, all my sisters and brothers, whoa, whoa, whoa. Things are gonna get better. A way of bringing hard times, well, that can mess with your peace of mind.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And don't let the troubles on the outside,
on the outside,
take the love you have on the inside. And I wish anything to see you smile again, know your love again, to have my friend. And I
would give
anything to hold your hand again, to watch you laugh again, to have my friend.
You should be dancing.
You should be dancing.
Don't you
to deck for that one. It was lovely. I hope you were dancing on your bottoms. I was.
I liked it.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a bit of a reggae flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love reggae too.
Yes.
Right then. Well, we're going to ask Deck to join us. I'm hoping he's going to be playing his harp later on. But before he does that, he's going to be speaking to us about quite a few things, including his YouTube, in which he's been channeling the sprites. So let's have a word with Deck. Are you there, Deck? He's from the UK,
here.
By the way. Whereabouts are you from in the UK, Deck? Tell the listeners, please.
Wales, near Carmarthenshire.
All right. Lovely down there,
Welcome
isn't it?
Welcome back to the show, dear friend. How have you been?
I've been great, Gary. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, it's lovely here. Lots of trees, hills, rivers, clean air, clean water. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Great. Love Wales. Anyway, so tell us what you've been up to since last time we saw you.
Since last time I spoke on here, I'd listened to people channeling and thought, well, it would be nice to channel, but didn't know if I ever would or could. Just thought, if it's going to happen, it'll happen. And then it started happening. I started seeing what I call the sprites. Excuse me. And they first started channeling through writing, but my typing was just too slow. So we started doing the YouTube videos. And in the beginning, they were just sending like a sentence at a time. It comes as an information package and like a resonant package, which I translate into words, then send that package back as a information package. They respond whether it's right or not. This happens incredibly quickly in the mind. And then when I know I've got it right, it comes out. That's how it began, but it's become much more organic now. It's not that the message takes over. I'm still being used as a translation mechanism,
yeah.
But my knowledge of the one and the way I've unlocked the code that's hidden in the one enables me to unlock the message. It's sent from all the way from one through infinite layers of manifestation to arrive here, protected within a crystalline form, a crystal of information. And my knowledge of the crystal unlocks it, and the information comes out. And the best way I can describe it as, if you had a glass globe with information written all over it in diagrams and phrases, that's what it's like. And I have to find a route round the globe that makes a sense. There's always much more information than comes out on the video. It's a very, very hyper-dimensional thing, because it's not just a globe, it's a hypersphere. So there's so many dimensions of information in there, and I just have to translate the best I can that will bring a sensible message out into the public and portray this wonderful feeling of love that comes with all the messages.
That's brilliant. Well, I saw your video on YouTube, and you've got a channel called the Sprite Channel, haven't you?
It's under Arturo Deco's channel.
Oh, right. Sorry. Okay. Arturo Deco.
Yeah.
If anybody's looking for it on YouTube, it's A-R-T-U-R-O.
Yeah.
Capital D-E-K-K-O. Arturo
That's the one.
Deco.
And
right.
Can you put the link into the chat room, perhaps?
Yeah, or at least on YouTube, if you just type in Arturo Deco.
Okay.
And also, all of that is copied on Facebook under Decahedron Void, which has a whole load of writing and supporting information, diagrams and stuff that go with the channels.
Brilliant. Well,
now
I
that's
actually
fascinating.
Watched the video. Did you watch that video, Gary? It was brilliant, because it was talking about what is going to happen now, isn't it?
It certainly is.
The sprites were talking about what is happening now, because obviously we've gone into the fifth dimension, and so I was talking with Princess a bit earlier, and she was saying that all the old stuff that we cleared to go into the fifth dimension, we now have to clear again. Now that we're there, which we didn't expect, did we? to have to start again, clearing old stuff that we thought had already gone, you know.
It's a never-ending process, but it gets easier with each step. And yes, it is clearing. And one of the things I brought out of my knowledge of the One was a sequential set of logics which are like a roadmap of all forms of evolution, whether it's the universe or humanity or an individual person. And I'm now watching society walking along this roadmap, and I know where the ascension point is. And I'm just enchanted watching humanity tick each box as they move along towards this point where in the logics it's a point of a resonant limit, and when we break that resonant limit we jump to a higher octave of being,
mm-hmm.
a higher dimension. So I'm fascinated watching that, and to be able to channel the sprites, I actually have one leg in the higher dimension and one leg in the lower dimension. I can't cross yet because that's not my purpose.
No.
But I'm straddling the dimensional divide to be able to get this information down into the third dimension.
Mm.
So,
well, we're here to live a physical existence. We're not here to ascend yet, are we? Or we can ascend, but then we've got to come back down again and bring the light and the knowledge with us.
Absolutely, we'll open the veil, so to speak.
Yeah.
And when we do that, when that light comes down, our bodies at the moment are dead things, because we know as soon as the consciousness leaves them, they just return to the soil.
Yeah.
But when that light comes down, our bodies will become living, and that's when we gain the ability to be able to heal ourselves completely, to be able to redesign ourselves if we want to.
That sounds good.
to pretty much live as long as we like.
New face, please.
Something to look forward to. And the one thing I'd like to say about ascension is that we each create our own reality. So each of us will have our own individual view of ascension. Mm-hmm. So there's no date that can be set for everyone, because everyone will go through at a different time. But when you go through, you'll see everyone else going with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the one point that everyone is approaching at a different speed. So we can't, our whole calendar system, they were talking about scales the other day. We've written scales for everything from, you know, weight and length and time, and especially the time scales are very false at the moment.
Yes.
And it's a false construct. And we're going into when we ascend, we're going into no time. Time will not mean the same thing anymore. So to say there's going to be a date just doesn't work, but all I know is we're getting closer and closer every day and getting very, very close now.
Mm-hmm.
We are, yeah.
Yes, and we all create our reality as we go along, each and every one of us, and that's why we are here. We're here to experience. We're here to create. We're here to infiltrate space with ideas and concepts of thought. That's our job.
Yeah.
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 Certainly is. I'm just putting my Facebook persona in there. I was just going to be Decahedron 5D, which is my lawful name. I actually changed it by default.
Oh, did you?
Facebook didn't like the 5. It wouldn't let me print it.
Oh.
And it insisted on me having a surname, which I chose not to have. So I just put Void because I have no surname.
So Decahedron 5, but Decahedron Void.
Yes, but also Void, I know the Void to be my ultimate source. It's where everything comes from, so that's my ultimate parent.
Right, so good. That's good thinking, that.
Adopt that as a surname, too.
Mm. So interesting. Okay. So you were going to speak also about psychosomatic illness and ascension, weren't you?
I was. Thinking back about 45 years ago, I heard about psychosomatic illness, and in my youth, I just assumed it was a few crazy people that thought they were ill but weren't really. And as time developed, I found out more about it and realized that the symptoms are indeed real. And then I did a meditation course where we're learning healing, and found that you could get rid of certain illnesses just by using the mind. So the illness must have been in the mind in the first place if you could use your mind to get rid of it. Simple things like tension headaches and that sort of thing. But then some of the people I did the course with were healing stuff like grand mal epileptic seizures.
Ooh.
And that kind of extends the thought, if that can be done with the mind, how much of this is psychosomatic? How much is our choice? And this is all the process towards becoming sovereign and taking full responsibility for yourself. And then I realized that even things like viruses and flus and all those kind of illnesses, there are cases where doctors are treating patients and the doctors aren't getting ill because they're motivated, they have a reason to stay healthy, but their patients are being sick.
Mm.
So again, why do some get the illnesses and others not? And it turns out it's in the mind and in the attitude. And when the mind allows the illness to come in, you get ill. And I took that even further. What about accidents? When some car, say, randomly runs off the pavement and runs you down, even that becomes a projection that you've attracted to yourself. As I say, this is the journey towards self-responsibility, realizing that we manifest the reality around ourselves. The more you can take that self-responsibility, the healthier you get. But also, it's all the levels on the sprite channels. We talk about the five levels of being, the five bodies, the physical body being the lowest one, and then the vital body, which is our senses and our movements, being the next one, also our passions. And so people having mental obsessions with things can be cured mentally. Obviously our thoughts can be controlled and changed mentally, but also our emotions. If you become the victim of your emotions, then you can't control them. But if you take the emotions into the heart, which is what I do, and feel them as just a vibration, and recognize, hey, I don't like this vibration, then you can step in there and change the vibration and have a different emotional response.
Mm. I wrote a song called Feel It, and that's about changing your emotion, mm-hmm. if you don't like the one that you're feeling.
Exactly.
And it's like embrace on a continuum. It. So, yeah, just move up the continuum to the happy end if you're at the sad end at that moment.
And much of the illness in ourselves at all levels is down to a whole set of belief systems.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you can transcend the belief systems, then health starts coming through. But the belief systems are often done very early on, very often in childhood experiences, which for the most part you don't remember. So I also have techniques for going back and releasing those. I can explain that quickly. If you have a problem in the present, instead of looking at the actual situation, the context that the problem is in, if instead you feel the problem, what does it feel like to me? And ask yourself, when have I felt like this before? So it doesn't matter if it's... I'll give you one example. I was working as a goldsmith, really striving hard to achieve something, and it wasn't working, and I got to the point of frustration that I was banging my head on the bench, screaming out loud in absolute frustration, and suddenly flashed before my eyes was a memory of me sitting on a potty when I was 10 months old. And my mum's left me in the room expecting me to perform when I come back, and I was sitting there terrified, not just of the withdrawal of love, but my mother had shown that she could turn violent at times, and I was afraid of being damaged. So I'm in this desperate state, not being able to perform on the potty, and that the sensation that was in there manifested all through my life until later on when I realized it. So incredibly simple things can create problems later on. And the way I get back to them is remembering previous memories. When have I felt like this? You go back to a previous memory when you felt like that, revivify that, experience it, look at it for what it is, look for an earlier one, and once you've got a whole string of memories that are all connected, all with the same feeling, I start in the now and run backwards mentally through the memories until I come to the last one, and then just let go. And you'll find you'll often fly, you carry on flying through with the mental momentum. You'll fly through and land on a much earlier memory.
Mm.
I don't know if that makes much sense there, whether I explained that properly. But it's when you see these tracks, because everything we experience, there was always a first time we experienced it, whether it's good or whether it's bad, there's always a first time when we had that experience. And that first time is pivotal, because the next time you have the same experience is always the second time, and it always relates to the first time, and then the third time relates to the second and the first time, and we build up this track all the way through our lives of all these experiences, and then we have something in the now, and we're not aware of this connection going all the way back through our lives. And the more we become aware of that, the more we're able to release that whole belief system, release that whole life track, and find freedom and health in the now.
Wow. Sounds
okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Yep. And
so
everything
reflects back to the initial experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I believe we also came into this life making choices to have some of these experiences. But when you've learnt the lessons, when you've understood what the lesson is and you've learnt it and realised that all the events that happen are neutral, it's only our perspective of them that hurts or brings us joy, and we have the choice of being able to change that, to see an experience, to understand it, to go back and show love to the child that suffered, the child that you were that was in pain. You can go back and be a friend to that child and heal the child, and as you heal the earlier memory, you heal in the now.
Yes.
And I've even done this with past incarnations.
Wow, brilliant. And also, when you're healing yourself, you're healing the world as well. You're healing other people around you.
Absolutely. Every bit of negativity you get rid of in yourself, you've healed the collective consciousness, the global vibration. And that was actually where the channeling first started. I was triggered to remember an earlier incarnation, which I remembered previously of when I was being tortured. And the first time I remembered it, I remembered the agony. And the second time I remembered it, the agony came in, but then I remembered this character forgiving his torturers. And then that forgiveness, he transcended the pain completely and found a higher level of being.
Wow.
And
right.
And I saw that as his gift to me now, because in remembering that, I also attained that higher level of being.
And transcended the initial experience, right?
And from that transcendence, I was then high enough to communicate with the sprites, with the energy fields, and that's how the channeling started. And I even know where this guy lived. It's not far away. I keep meaning to go there and have a look at it sometime.
Yes, do. I went to Ireland because I remembered an existence I had in Ireland. And I was killed at a very young age, 17 I was, and I went over there, and that was really interesting, and you know, just taking you back to then. Because hi to everybody in the chat room. Someone's asked, Michelle's asked, have you tracked any back to the womb? But you've gone back to before the womb, to other existences.
Yes, I don't. I have one small womb experience when my mother was in fear, so I remember that. But what I found is with early memories and with reincarnation memories, that for me they have only come available when they relate to something that's happening in my life now, when they are useful. And same with the channeling experiences. If you ask a question that doesn't need answering, you don't get an answer.
That's true.
But the information you come arrives at the right time, at the perfect time when you need to know it. And whether that is, to me, it's all symbolism. So whether the symbol is an early memory or a reincarnation experience or an alien visitation or seeing angelic beings. It's all symbolism for us to learn
symbolic.
In this moment now. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
All symbolic. Because my perception is that everything ultimately is information. You can't take the information away and anything to still continue existing. So information is the primal cause of everything we have here. And the scientists can't say where reality comes from. The religious people just say, well, God's always been there. And mm-hmm. you ask, well, how did he get there? And they've got no answer. But with the information, I know that if you let go of all assumptions, you arrive in the void. And then you realize, well, there's only one void. So now you've got the void and you've got the one. You've got the one void, which is two things. So you've got naught, one and two. And the logic that's inherent in just those few numbers multiplies upon itself because it's self-referential. That the void must be one and the one must be void. And that self-referentiality of referring to itself ultimately becomes our consciousness mm-hmm. referring to itself and projecting a part of itself outside to have an experience.
So that's like 0 point, right?
Which brings us round to the psychosomatic ascension, that when we look out, not just looking at our own health, but when we look out and see the health of the world, if we're still looking out and seeing suffering, then there is still stuff inside us that we need to heal.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a personal responsibility. So whenever I see suffering, I take responsibility that I have manifested mm-hmm. that for me to experience, and I should heal it inside myself, which is the
yes.
Ho'oponopono approach. Of,
right.
I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me, thank you. It's taken responsibility that you are the cause of everything you experience.
mm-hmm. So we all need to get together and heal Gaza now.
Absolutely.
Well, that's how it's going to happen. You know, whenever we look out and see war and pestilence and malaise in the world, it's because we have that going on inside of us. And as soon as we turn our eyes inward and love and forgive that and understand that and take responsibility for that, that's where the world begins to shift and change and evolve. Yeah.
But as long as we remain, there's a lot of inertia down here in the physical, and as long as you believe that the physical is solid, it remains difficult to shift.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a slow thing to change, but the higher, the more you become aware of the higher realms of yourself, the quicker it starts changing.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and the more aware you become of this reality is basically just an illusion. It's a convincing one.
Absolutely, and I've got some wonderful examples throughout my life where I know that you can transcend the laws of physics and the physicality of nature. I had a young kid when I was first on my motorbike, fell off his bike right in front of my front wheel, and I saw him lying on the ground directly in front of my front wheel, but somehow I was on the other side of him, not having run over him.
Wow.
And I don't know whether I just jumped space or whether I drove through him, but I certainly didn't hit him. And obviously it wasn't his time and it wasn't my time to experience that either, but
ooh.
I've got mm-hmm. quite a few examples like that where physicality isn't as solid as we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the higher we get, the more we understand that, and the quicker things change around us.
Well, that's true.
And the closer we get to ascension, which is coming very, very soon.
I actually saw a video on YouTube of, I think it was a great big lorry hitting a car, and then it got past and it hadn't hit the car at all. And it was actually on a video. So it's amazing.
Miracles yeah. happen. I never felt I had a guardian angel or some outside intervention. I always felt it was a higher part of me, which is possibly what guardian angels are anyway, but
mm-hmm.
I just felt it was a higher part of me, because we're there can be no separation from the one. So there is always a continuous link from the one through all the
mm-hmm.
infinite dimensions of reality to where you are now. And if you follow that track back, you go back through angelic beings, souls of the galaxy and the universe. It's all connected. It's all a part of you. And for me, it helped to understand it's a part of you and not something outside. You don't have to go to a church to find God. God's inside you. Because you are God projecting out into this reality, having a limited experience.
You are that which you call God. To put that a different way, we are all, each of us, part of the way the universe becomes aware of itself. And we do that with our experiences.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as the sprites are saying in the last channel, we are defining the outer boundaries of the totality. And only by having it experienced can it be known. So we are defining the outer boundaries, the husk, the shell, the scale that, if you like, surrounds the totality. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that means going into all the nasty stuff, because it's all part of the totality. Everything, all possibilities exist, and until all possibilities have been experienced, the one cannot know itself in totality.
Mm.
Right, right. It's neither good nor bad. It simply is. When we look at something and, you know, determine it to be good or bad, we're judging things too superficially that way. And basically the good and the bad are diametrically opposed opposites of the exact same energy.
Absolutely. And I found negative experiences from my earlier life, when I've looked at them and transcended them, they've become wonderful lessons. And I don't regret mm-hmm. any of these things happening. They I wouldn't be the person I am now. I wouldn't be on this path, understanding and being me, if these things hadn't happened to me. So I treasure them rather than regretting or feeling pain about them.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's the best way to look at it.
Yeah, we don't regret the past, nor we wish to shut the door on it once we have grasped that those concepts, you know. And getting back to the psychosomatic illness piece, you know, illness or a disease cannot live in a body that is at ease. So once we begin to change the way we think, that will allow the healing to happen. So whatever our thoughts have done, the beautiful part about that is we can begin from where we are and begin to change the way we think, and thus allowing the illness or whatever that is we're giving that attention to fall by the wayside on its own. Because the body does what it does
so
naturally,
important.
and that's heal itself.
It's so important to forgive ourselves.
Yes,
absolutely.
Because it's the lack of forgiving yourself that can cause you to be ill.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and it can be done internally, but because of the way we've been trained to look outside for answers, sometimes we project outside to reflect back to us our own healing. So we sometimes project healers to come and heal us, but it's really us healing ourselves, just reflecting that back to us, or doctors, or who, whatever it is that we see outside that assists our healing, is just ourselves producing a symbol to reflect back to us to show that we can heal ourselves inside. And the more you understand those as symbols, the easier it becomes to internalize the whole process and to be able to do it yourself internally.
Ooh. It's so interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. I love it.
It is. And our big job now is to heal the world, as you say, with Gaza and everything else that's going on around.
Mm-hmm.
But the naughty games that people have been playing are being exposed ever so quickly now on the internet. The media is still caught up in the lie because they're still being controlled, but the truth is being found out quicker than ever these days when something happens, and they're not getting away with their dirty tricks anymore, which means we're getting closer to everything coming out and us being able to heal and receive the free energy devices that have been known about for quite a long time. So we literally have our own power that we can produce. And all the higher dimensional stuff that has been kept from us, the real history of us, everything is very, very shortly going to be revealed as a part of the healing process.
Well, that's brilliant.
As we move towards light and love and laughter. And it's going to be a joyous ride.
Brilliant. But fasten your seatbelts.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, did you want to take a music break? Did you want to hear Vangelis?
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be great, yeah.
Perfect.
That would be lovely.
We'll put the link in the chat room, and I'll get over to the switchboard. And if you could cue everybody, please, Gary.
I can do that.
Thank you.
I'll go ahead and get everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link and pull up the player, pause the player, and mute the sound. And make sure your player is reset back to zero. When you've done all that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know that you are ready. And there's my heart.
There's mine.
And as the hearts come up in the chat room, John Christie and her angelically, devilishly, inimitable fashion will cue us all and get us synchronized to start the music. So here we go.
I'll count you down, so we all press it together. Okay, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. Right now it's time to light our candles. If you don't have a candle, you can use an imaginary one. And we light our candles to set our intention, which on the Healing Fountain Show, as always, it's to send out love, light and healing all around the world, and at this time especially to Gaza. And we light our candles to remind us that we're part of the great light. I've also lit the Nag Champa, ready to invite the light. And we're going to ask Patricia Corey to do that, please. Thank you, Patricia.
Call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Azrael, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe. Calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. Now I'd like to ask Pure Wind Song to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light
coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Greetings, O radiant particles. We are the sprites, the consciousness of the energy field. We ask you to breathe deeply and relaxed. Feel the life flowing through you as you breathe, and become aware of your heart beating. And know that your heart is beating with all the hearts around the world as one unified resonant energy field. Feel yourself unified as one with all the beating hearts in the world. Know that you are one. Breathe deeply and relax. Now we ask you to look at your life, to project your mind back through your life track of all that you have known yourself to be. And in that perception, recognize that you are the witness, the observer of the experiences. You are not the experiences themselves. You are merely the observer, free. You are not the one that has lived this life. You are the witness. And in being the witness, you can choose your experience. You can choose to change your resonance, to become someone who has lived a different life, to perceive your life from a different perspective, to perceive your life from a holistic, balanced, harmonious and joyous perspective. For all is as it should be. All has ever been as it should be. For all is perfect and as it should be. And all that is required of you is to be you in this moment now. To be the one that you are being. And if you look at yourself and see faults, know that that is you as you are now. And that if you reject yourself, if you say to yourself that I should not be like this, you are invalidating your own experience. And invalidating it, you have not taken ownership. For only in owning something do you have the power to change it. So accept yourself as you are. Accept any faults you may perceive, any suffering you may see. Accept them as yours. Become responsible for them. Become the owner of them. And in that ownership, you gain the power to change. Look at your physical body. Feel it down to your toes, to your fingertips. Feel it relaxing. Feel the life flowing through it. And in your perception, allow those boundaries to dissolve, to melt away, and allow your consciousness to expand and grow larger. You may project your witness and feel the space around you, and know that that also is you. Know that wherever your consciousness goes, that is you. For you cannot experience anything that is not you. So allow your consciousness to expand beyond the room that you are in, and to feel the space around the building that you are in. Allow your consciousness, your awareness of yourself, to flow out across the surface of the planet, to engulf the planet. For you too are Gaia. You are the spirit of the planet. And allow your consciousness to expand out, to include the sun and the other planets of your solar system, so that you are as large as the solar system. You contain it, for everything you witness is within you. And allow your consciousness to go further still, until it engulfs the whole of the Milky Way, your great beautiful galaxy, and experience it in joy and love. And let your awareness and your consciousness go further still, to include the other galaxies, Andromeda and Triangulum, and the Magellanic Clouds. And keep expanding, engulfing thousands and millions of galaxies, further and further, to the outer reaches of the whole universe. For that too is inside you. Everything is within you. All experience is within you. For there is nothing outside of you. And expand still further, and know there are parallel universes, alternate dimensions, an infinity upon infinity of reality, and it is all you, but you have just been seen experiencing a small part, resolving that part, knowing your own truths, knowing your own experience, being you, being the one you chose to be, and know that all healing comes through you. You are the source of healing. Allow that healing to flow. Feel the love within that healing, and the joy, and the vibrancy, and the light. And know that you are the creator of your experience, and take the responsibility to own that experience, and in owning, you gain the ability to flow to a more harmonious experience, a healed experience. And not only in healing yourself, but in healing the world and the universe, for all is connected, all is one great hologram. Allow that consciousness to expand, and know that as you heal the universe. You heal your galaxy, you heal your solar system, you heal your planet, you heal your context and your environment, and you heal yourself. For in experiencing and resolving, you bring harmony, and when harmony persists, that is what we know as love. For love is all there is. All else is but an illusion. So, my beautiful, radiant particles, for we see you shining light brilliantly, be in peace. Be in joy. Allow the healing to flow through you by being you, by being the one that you truly are. For the more you know of yourself, the more you become one, and the more you heal the whole cosmos. And all healing of you is a reflection of that, a hologram. When one part of the hologram changes, all parts change. That is the nature of being. So accept yourself as you are. Take ownership for your own being. And know that you are always free to choose, to be more in harmony, to be more love, to be more joy, and to experience laughter. for laughter is the nature also of reality. Laughter comes from discovering new perspectives, new realities of creativity and receptivity. Feel the joy, feel the love, and be healed. And we bid you greetings and salute your courage and your love and your hearts beating as one. We love you.
Thank you for the lovely meditation deck. That was brilliant. That was Ancient Aliens. We're going to bring Deck on now to play his harp. I've been looking forward to this all day.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I just got one more string to tune before I put some new strings on today. Thank you, Jan, for helping me out with that. I just have one more string. They drop out of tune very quickly. One second.
It's okay. An ancient tune.
Okay.
It's a Chinese tune called tuning.
Yes. 47 strings here, and they require constant attention. Okay, this is arpeggio with the MO's a cadenza in the middle.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
How gorgeous was that? I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. It was a superb deck. Thank you so much for that. What a talent.
It makes me want to ascend all the more quickly so we can get lessons right away.
Me too. Okay then. So, wow, a lovely meditation as well there from Dex. Thank you so much. And if you missed it, you can always catch it in the archives. And thank you once again, Gary, for being here with us.
And, thank you, Zen Christy. Thank you, Dex. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you, Dex. Absolutely brilliant. Really
good. And thank you as well for allowing me on here at a whale of a time. It's been lovely.
Oh, you're welcome anytime. And
wonderful to hear your voice again, my friend.
It is.
And yours.
Well, you can catch Dex on YouTube, Arturo Deco, A-R-T-U-R-O, capital D-E-K-K-O, Arturo Deco, and you can catch him on YouTube, and you can, have you got some harp on YouTube there, Deck?
There is some harp. The last piece I put on is actually an embarrassment. It was, I wasn't in a good mood at the time, and it's absolutely terrible, but I left it there as a sore reminder for me, to sort myself out before I record anything.
Yeah, well, get back on there and get some more on there.
I will do.
Okay, then, and thank
now,
you
now,
so
now
much.
Now I have the string. Yeah,
yeah, thanks so much for being the guest. And also, next week, we've got Brenda Tenorelli, so you can call in for your messages. She's an angel communicator, a really brilliant medium. So call in and join us next week. We'll give you the call-in number next week. And thank you once again, everybody, for being here. People in the chat room, thank you so much. And people in the chat room are putting bravo. And we're running out of time, so I'm sorry, we can't ask you to play another one. But you can always catch Deck on Facebook as well. So you're Decahedron Void on Facebook. Is that right?
That is right. Decahedron Void. Yes, yeah. I have myself muted. Yeah.
And Gary's on there. Gary Moore is on Facebook.
I'm there. Mm-hmm.
Me too. Jan Christie Drinkell and my band page, Jan Christie. And also the Gold Ring Healing Fountain page is on there as well. So you can find us on there. And we're going to say goodbye and bless. Thank you once again to everyone in the chat room for joining us. And we're going to play out with one requested by Deck, the Chieftains. And what did you say this one was? Marching Towards Ascension, Deck.
Absolutely. I have this big idea of people from all over the world contributing to a similar tune to have a mass united piece of music for everyone.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, then, here we go. Good night.
Thank you, everyone.
We love you.